Indianapolis gets its first maestro on this moment of Indiana history. In the late 1930s, as many classical musicians fled Europe for the United States, the country's major orchestras and their audiences were treated to an era of greatly talented and equally temperamental maestros. Fabian Savitsky took his place among these ranks as the first conductor of the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra. Having left Russia during the Revolution, Savitsky had been working in the U.S., first as a double bass player and then a conductor. In 1936, he was selected by the Indiana State Symphony Society to lead the city's professional orchestra, founded in 1930 by German-born violin teacher Ferdinand Schaefer. Eccentric, to say the least, the city's first maestro preferred capes to coats during cold weather, and he tore around Indianapolis in a series of new Cadillacs. Former players recall that their conductor was not averse to embarrassing audiences. Stepping up to the podium and hearing the least bit of rustling, Savitsky would turn around and exclaim, "Vivat!" until silence reigned. The conductor had the authority to fire a player mid-season if he were not performing to his standards, and did so. Uninterested in befriending his musicians, Savitsky did earn their respect by maintaining high standards and recruiting talented new players. The ISO was heard on local and then national radio beginning in 1937. The orchestra toured nationally and, by 1941, was recording for both RCA Victor and Capitol Records. Over 18 seasons as conductor, Savitsky raised the ISO into the ranks of important American orchestras. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.